Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
All right, we're live and welcome to an emergency podcast. You know, we were going to maybe do one tomorrow, but everybody is begging to hear what the Tinfoil Hat crew has to say. We have more people coming as soon as possible. I do not understand what is going on. Oh, why Rockfin is not? Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, that's it. So we're going to be rocking and rolling, beeping and bopping. We're going to try to get on Rumble too, but we're live on Twitter. We're live on YouTube. We're on Rumble. Join me as always, my good friend, Johnny Woodard. Johnny, we're in it.
What a day.
What a day. We have Xavier Guerrero will be joining us at some point. Mark Steves and Brad Binkley will be jumping on. I sent him the invitation. What is he talking about? Johnny, I want to start off by saying something that you said before we came on about being respectful of the situation, which if you go, Sam, like, do we have to tell you to be respectful? Do we have to tell you to do that? I agree with everything you're saying, that this is a very delicate situation. Okay. This is a very delicate situation. And therefore we must tread lightly on what is being said. Cause we are in, as people have said, you know, strange times. It's interesting times. It's crazy times. So I want to start off by saying this, is that this isn't my first rodeo. And I always know that there's something much deeper to what happened than we are initially told. And that is my point on this. When I say that my spider senses are tingling, I say there's more to this story than we're being told. How deep that goes? Well, I'm just like everybody here who's watching. I'm like everybody that's watching. Joining us is Xavier Guerrero. He just ran from East LA. He just left the food truck and came right here to get into this. So we're basically discussing the feelings that are going on right now. And something that Johnny, I thought, said that's very important, and that is that we have to really be delicate with how we discuss this right now. Because people like us on the shows that we do, we are very much, we kind of are dead on the inside and we can have a real conversation, yeah. Right? And not everybody is like that. Not everybody is can have these conversations like we like to have and we must have. So with that said, again, because Xavier just got here, nothing is ever what they say it is. And what that means... This is what we're here to discuss.
Yeah, can I say now, you said something, you said that it's never what we're told at first, but, and this is important, the clues to what actually went on are often available right now. You know, the people on the ground, their first reactions, the videos that get deleted later that we should all be saving right now, the reports that, you know, got the guy on CNN saying that he was pointing at this guy, the shooter.
I'm going to find those as we talk.
These videos like that. Now, those are the things we should be paying attention to. People who were there on the ground and what they heard, like the guy calling into CNN and saying that he thought there was a second shooter. Wolf Blitzer was like, oh, no, we've not heard any reports of a second shooter.
Are we going to believe everybody, though?
Don't believe the news, but definitely take notice of what people who were fucking there have to say. And as more of that comes out.
You don't think there'll be someone there trying to say there's a second shooter, a third shooter, a fourth shooter, just trying to stir up the pot?
There's going to be disinformation, of course, but it's also, that way they call it fog of war, right? You have this situation where there's outgoing gunfire and incoming gunfire. So, you know, that could be confused for another shooter as well. Cause these snipers, this last video I sent you guys that just came over, there's footage now. And I'm sure, you know, on Monday there'll be even more because there were so many cameras up at the time, you know, cell phone cameras of a guy shooting, I got to be careful with that word, recording President Trump on the opposite side of the ear that he was shot. And then behind him, you can see two snipers on the rooftop. And right after that first shot whizzes past his head, you know, and clips his ear, I think it was the first shot that did. You see them like react, you know, they pull their sights down on to someone, and then you hear the outgoing fire, I'm assuming, like right after that. But yeah, it's so dramatic. I mean, I wasn't expecting this.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now. First of all, I'm trying not to be funny right now, but there's a video or a picture of a guy out there that everybody is saying is the shooter, and it's a fat guy who looks like a Middle Eastern with glasses. That guy is not real. That is not the real guy. The real guy is the guy who that is like a Sam Hyde. Have you ever noticed this about Sam Hyde, where like there'll be like a shooter's out there and a picture of Sam Hyde
pops up? It's a fake, right? Yeah,
right. It's not that at all. So I found this thing. This is a guy. He's talking. There's a lot going on here, dude. There's a lot of moving parts. So we have to be very, very, very sensitive to what we're talking about right now, right? Like we have to be. Okay, hold on one second. Are you bringing it up, Johnny? Because I found it.
Do you want me?
No, yeah, no, I don't. I don't. I haven't seen anyone say the shooter's been identified. So that would be a first for me. I was just watching.
I think you right here. So we'll start with this. Here we go. We'll start with this. Here
we go. Inside the event, but you were just outside. Tell us what you saw. So we had a party here all day. You can see behind us the Brinkles Farming Greenhouse here.
Can you bring that up a little bit, Sam, louder?
And we all decided, when we hear Trump up there,
it's as loud as it gets.
Through the field. Stand by the trees out there under the shade and watch the, and listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you'll
5 shots. Do you hear that? 5 shots.
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least three to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars.
Him? Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh yeah, they blew his head off. Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful because we don't even quite know who's watching, but panic. You're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%. Okay. Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards or?
They crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead, and that was it. It was over.
That's incredibly shocking.
The guy was on the roof right there. You can see the white roof right there.
Did you get a look at him? Could you?
No, other than he was in muted colors, tan-type clothing. We saw the rifle flinging around as he was trying to crawl. I mean, we saw the rifle, 100%.
Do you know about guns? Do you know what kind of weapon it was?
Oh, I absolutely know about guns, for sure. It was a rifle of some sort. I wouldn't know, I wasn't close enough to read the label on it.
It was
a rifle of some sort.
Guy's great.
Yeah,
absolutely. And with his Dragon Ball Z hair.
Yeah, it's one of those hats with like the fake hair on the top.
Yeah, it was definitely. So this is what we get into, that there's weird stuff. We got a guy with Dragon Ball Z talking. So at the minimum,
it doesn't look credible. Yeah, it makes him non-credible. That shit just makes him look like, well, who is he?
It's just a weird situation. Joining us is Mark the Booker from the show. He's the one who's like, you gotta go live now. These other guys are doing it. We gotta go live. So like, here we are. So, and then we have Brad Binkley will hopefully be joining us as well. So, here we got a guy. So when I go, something doesn't seem authentic about this. Everyone's running around yelling at me that I like, dude, this is what, since 9/11, I've been dealing with this. Hey, this doesn't seem right to me. Oh my God, man, people die, blah, blah, blah. And like the emotional reaction that people have consistently, I get it. It's traumatizing. It will be a day that will live in infamy. I get it. But these are the moments that people like us have to have cooler heads and start asking questions.
Yeah. And those things can both be true. This can be some kind of, arranged high impact event, and people can be dead. We know that the people who arrange these kinds of things have no regard for human life. They don't care if people are dead. They couldn't care less, So and you look, there are photos of the person that we were initially told was the shooter who was being dragged through the crowd, immediately you hear that doesn't make a lot of sense. How did somebody get into the crowd where they have to pass through a metal detector with a firearm? It turns out, we found out later it was a spectator who was shot. You can see that they would be right in the line of fire.
And the reason that gets weird, Johnny, what you're saying is because what gets really weird about it is how they're treating this guy. Like, again, we've had conversations before. Okay.
A spectator, you're talking about what we're told is a spectator that was being
the spectator that we're first told that they are possibly the shooter.
Right.
And then the next thing we're told is that actually somebody hit, which makes more sense to me, right? If you look at the angle of everything,
it makes way more sense.
And that's a little bit off.
Hold on real quick. Here is the moment, Johnny. You sent me this. This is the moment where people are like, let's watch what this guy's doing right here. Like, let's watch the sniper on the roof.
Yeah, watch the snipers on the roof.
It looks like he had time to set that up and hang out.
Well, that's not the shooter, actually. Those are
Trump is in the lower our right corner. Here it is.
And that's a little bit old. That joke's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened.
Now, I hadn't heard the shots. I that's the first time I heard the shots.
Well, that's a different video than what I sent you. The one I sent you stays tight on the snipers, and you can see them kind of adjust
adjust their.
No, that okay. Let me see if I got another one. Hold on here. Joining us is Brad Binkley. So we got Mark the Booker, Brad, and we just watched this. Let me see if I can find a Johnny.
Unless I said the wrong thing, possibly.
Okay, but yeah, so you could see him like he kind of adjusts, right?
And yeah, yeah, you can see they catch something. He catches something with his naked eye. This the sniper that's closer to us.
Let's watch it one more time. Let's watch it one more time. Brad, so Brad can see.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something, you said, take a look at what happened.
Yeah, you see, he just.
Yeah, and then he brings the barrel down to adjust to what he saw. And then
he looked over too right before that.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. Yeah, you can see him like he kind of takes his eye away, naked eye. You can tell he sees some movement. Because if we're to believe the guy in the interview you just played before, they would have
the redhead guy. Is that what you guys played?
They would have been. Yeah, we just played that. They would have been hearing something at that point about there being some activity on a rooftop. So I assume they were activated, you know, like ready to respond. But
how far away did that guy say he was?
I just want to say that. So I've told this story before. I went to see W. Bush speak when I was in college, I think it was. And this was an indoor event in an arena. Now, I was no supporter of his at the time, but I just wanted to see President George W. Bush. I went to see him speak, and he was at an indoor arena, right? And this was an hour before the event even started. And just a crowd of people outside milling around waiting to get in. And a guy next to me stood up on a trash can to take a photograph. And three guys materialized that you didn't know were there. I'm talking about instantly. It could not have been more instant. And just grabbed him down and tackled his ass to the ground like he was a terrorist in that moment.
Yeah.
And
I was just at a Trump event. That shit was.
They're supposed to have
everywhere.
A perimeter for miles around an outdoor event like this, for miles around. With a high-powered rifle, you can shoot a guy like that from miles away. Yep. A stationary target? Come on. That's suspicious, man.
That's what we're talking about here. That makes us non-authentic. Brad, do you got any thoughts? Mark, do you got any thoughts?
I was wondering at first, like, where the shooter was. I'm thinking about the Punisher in one of those shows where he's like 2 miles away on the roof somewhere.
Yep.
You know, it's no. And so it just seems like it would be, if it did happen, that it was allowed to happen. And like you said, Johnny, I was at the Trump speech at the Libertarian Convention. They wouldn't let us bring water bottles in. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had to pour everything out when we went in. And my buddy was dressed as Trump because we were messing with people. And everybody thought he was a subversive and he was going to try and sabotage the speech. So they actually had what were two obvious plainclothes security guys following us around till I told one, because they would turn around and act like they were taking pictures of something else, but obviously they were taking pictures of us. And I looked at him and said, dude, my buddy loves Trump. This is an homage. We're not a threat, and your resources are being wasted over here if there is a real problem. But they definitely had people posted in spots everywhere.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. And again, like
you image too, that kind of shows the layout of the ground there. If you want to pick that up.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on one second. Let me see.
I mean, it's just baffling that they wouldn't have this someone on, not just covered this rooftop, but someone on, there should be someone on that rooftop. It's so close to the area where the president or the former president was speaking that it's unimaginable.
It should be on the rooftop, on that rooftop, on every building should be covered
and
by.
And every time I've seen something, and if some, even like lower level, like I've seen like senators and stuff, they've had doing public events like this, they've had them all around, snipers on every rooftop. The Republican almost nominee, which it's also, I mean, the timing of this could not be more questionable, right? Right before the convention, it's getting ready to happen. It's like
calls for Joe to go.
Did anyone else catch Biden saying we need to put Trump in the bullseye a couple days ago on July 8th?
No, I didn't.
Oh, did he? Oh, God. Yeah. It's yeah, boy. So.
And also the town.
Here we go, Johnny. This is it. Can you guys see it? This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So Trump is the blue tack right there. Secret Service right there. Sherdu right there. There is no way a shooter should be able to get to the first house, to the first building. There's no way.
Wow, that's crazy.
There's no way. And I've said this before. What was the name of the Israeli prime minister that got assassinated?
Wasn't Barack, was it? Ehud Barak, was it?
No, it was was that his name? But I said this before. Okay. You only
Rabin. It was Rabin. Rabin.
You only get assassinated if the people that are there to protect you allow you to get assassinated. Right? Like they allowed it. Like it's kind of crazy that this guy is on the first building.
And the FBI is going to be taking over the investigation.
We believe. No, I haven't confirmed that image at all, but I've seen it passed around as reality, and it fits the images we have seen from the ground. So what we're looking at, if you're listening, is like a satellite image or a weather balloon image, if you're inclined to believe that.
There's nothing in his way. Okay. There's nothing in his way. It's not like there's a line of trees. It's like a direct shot.
I mean, let's take a look at where the places he could shoot, right? Be a shooter. One, the small gray one down here. These two buildings where Trump is. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other buildings. So we're talking 9 buildings around there that you can just sit around and that you could get on and try to take a shot. And you're telling me you don't have enough Secret Service for that?
And it's not like he was inside the building with like JFK. He was on a rooftop.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we know he wasn't in the building either.
Yeah, I'm just saying. JFK, he had time to set up and like, but this was on a rooftop. Like, how fast is he? Or like, how is no one paying attention for this guy to set up?
They were. I mean, you listen to the guy with the red, the goofy hat on, and he's watching. They were screaming.
Yeah, did you? I saw something on Twitter. I don't know if it's true at all. I just saw it a few minutes ago where they were saying that there was extra security requested that was denied. I don't know. That's another thing about this. There's going to be so many altered images and altered videos that the real ones are just going to get completely lost in the mix. There's the one from Luke Radowski. I have no idea if this is a real image or not. I can share
about
it with
the
you.
Bullet? About did the you bullet? See that? That's a crazy picture. Let me see if I can find it.
I don't know. I haven't seen this. No.
Yes, if you can share that, I put it down there.
Yeah. Where'd you put it?
Fact is, go ahead.
Oh, I shared it with on the present thing. I shared my screen with you guys. I think.
And people are saying that they requested extra security. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if this is sourced at all, but this person on Twitter, no idea who it is, says President Trump had previously requested more security and was denied.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that in several other places. I'm trying to find it from like an actual, a news source. But
you guys saw these headlines, right?
CNN. It's just like, come on. I mean, like, it's so bad how dumb they are, right? It's like, would you really put that if you got assassinated? Oh, so this is the guy who they're starting to say might be it, might be the assassin. Oh, dude, what are the chances it's a trans shooter?
Oh, God.
Hold on right here.
It is a they. I heard it's
like a fact. Did you see that right there? Look at right there. Can you guys see that line right there in the middle of that circle?
Yeah.
So, is that supposed to be the bullet? Is that a stupid question?
That's what they're saying, but isn't that the wrong ear?
No, well, I think it's behind him, actually.
It's going to the other side.
Yeah, it's coming like behind, like this way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I doubt on the frame rate of the camera taking that image.
There's so many variables.
High frame rate. Yeah.
It's wild, dude.
So, but yeah, I mean, I know crazy, especially on TV, people were like doubting that he was shot, but you can tell immediately, people were thinking maybe he got the injury going to the ground, but you can see him immediately. It reminded me, honestly, in this chilling way, reminded me of when JFK in the Zapruder film first kind of goes like this, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then, gets his head.
And he sounded injured too when he got up and he was saying,
we got to talk about that. This image that's going to come away from this is going to be him holding his fist in the air.
Yeah. Saying, election over, bro.
He's saying the words fight, right. Like this. And his Secret Service detail is just like, what the fuck are you doing? Get in the car, man. And he's just going, fight, like this.
That's about as emotional of an image and short little videos you're going to ever get.
Ever. ever. It's oh yeah, and you said it's over. It is over. Certainly.
CBS Pittsburgh posted another witness collaborating the story of the ginger witness from BBC. Guy in the crowd hit by stray bullet in the head, dude.
Yeah, we now have you seen the interview? There's an interview with a guy who's an emergency room physician saying that there was someone who had brain matter coming out of their head. They got shot in the head, and he gave them CPR. And this guy's got brains on his shirt.
Yeah.
From the maybe it was like a pellet gun or something at first. People were like, oh, paintball gun, you know, and it did sound small caliber, but I think that was more the distance.
You think it had a silencer?
Well, it's possible it was suppressed, but it was, you know, it could have been like subsonic. There's a million different possibilities. It could just be the distance, because you know, a long any kind of long gun like that from a distance doesn't sound the same as if it was up close. Because I hear people saying online like nobody's ducking, like you know, why aren't people running for the exits? And I think
that's a great question, Johnny. Why do you think?
I mean, it's pretty far away. Everybody there now, I will say, said that it sounded like firecrackers or something. Even you have some ex-military guys I heard interviewed saying that it sounded like small caliber, like a 22 long rifle or something like that, which is to my ears, that's what I thought first too. I thought 22 long rifle, or what I tweeted was 22 long rifle or something suppressed. But I think when you factor in the distance, and maybe it was, you know, the sound was a little bit diminished by the bleachers and stuff. It could, you know, it could be anything. I don't put much stock in the actual, you know, what we hear. That picture, Sam, you're saying people are saying that's a shooter?
That picture that I just showed was...
Yeah, that you showed.
And it looks kind of like a trans shooter, right? Like,
yeah.
It's so...
So it's not the first guy that was going around? Kind of fat guy?
No, that guy is like a Sam Hyde type, where like anytime there's a giant like event, like you remember the Ghost of Kiev?
Yeah.
And it was Sam Hyde as the picture? That's this guy from Italy. They keep posting that he was the shooter. Reddit, 4chan is undefeated. You know what else is undefeated? The fucking Illuminati game. Look at this. I mean, tell me that is not the exact picture of Trump.
Whoa.
Can I just read it? Let me read this for anybody listening. At any time, at any place, our snipers can drop you. Have a nice day.
Look at that, dude.
Is that real?
Look at that. Play this card on your own turn. Before drawing any plots, you may remove all zip, paralysis, or attributed freeze cards that are affecting your power structure. However, preoccupied with your own house cleaning, you may draw no plots this turn. I don't even know what that means, but that is some crazy ass shit, dude.
I'm trying to find it. Yeah, that's real, dude. It's listed on eBay. Holy shit. Like an old
list. Maybe that's how they're determining the narrative. They're flipping these cards.
Imagine.
I mean, like, you know, the story behind this, right? Is like this guy was doing, like, I guess he was doing either Playboy forums or Penthouse forums, and people would see, and he put out, send me your favorite conspiracies. And they sent him all these conspiracies, and he just got so many of them, he decided to make a book out of it. And then when they made the book, the guy decided to make a game from the book. And this is like people predicting all this shit.
God, unbelievable. This is crazy. This is fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Like,
what's going to happen next? You know,
that is the question. What happens next? What do you guys think?
I mean, the shooter got shot. The shooter's dead. Can't really ask him. Do you think he left a manifesto?
Yeah, but dude,
it's being written right now.
You're onto something there, though. Now, who they say this shooter is,
that's it.
A lot about who and what was behind this, for sure. Who they say this shooter is. So mm-hmm. We're going to find out some more information soon, for sure.
I mean, and once again, as always with these situations, everybody, I'm sorry if this is uncomfortable for you, but once again, the shooter is dead, so we can't ask them questions.
Yeah.
You remember
not a lone shooter. There's no way it's a lone shooter, right? It's gonna be the stupidest conclusion.
I mentioned this before you got on. I think I heard someone, I think a local DA called in to CNN. This was right in the aftermath where they were taking anybody, and he was saying that he thought it was multiple shooters. Now that, you know, it could have been just the fog of war kind of thing where you have counterfire going on, but
Take it for what it's worth.
Does anyone else find it strange that there's a Kennedy running in this election and now shots are being fired?
Yeah, he ain't gotten any security.
I mean, but this gets kind of crazy, right? Because this gets kind of, oh man, did that not go? Come on. Dude.
So I saw some guys tweeting, like the Pod Save America guys, the Obama speech writers, who they just go around and say Trump is an existential threat. Which I actually interviewed a guy at a July 4th festival who was a Democrat who was just all unconsciously saying Trump is an existential threat, and I think thought he was surrounded by insurrectionists, the way, because it was kind of a more Republican area. And so that message bleeds out, and that type, I mean, the media has blood on their hands as much as anybody else with that type of stuff. And he tweeted that you can choose to stoke the violence or you can choose to calm things down. And I replied to it. I was like, so calm things down and stop lying to everybody. And immediately I get like a handful of people going, you're a Trump supporter. You should stop following law. And I'm just like, I didn't vote for Trump. it's just still even there right after this happens. And it's almost could be like this test to see who celebrates this, to say, there is the frontline warriors of the new Bolshevik army, because they are down with anything.
Dude, it's so crazy. And you're watching. Look at this
photo now, the shooter, Sam. If this is real, I'm going to send it to you. It's too violent to show, but they're claiming this is a photo. It could be AI. Keep that in mind. But any of this shit could
be. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like they're showing his head? Like, is that bad? It's like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. He looks like we've seen
that is him, dude. That is him.
Yeah, it's a white man with long hair, it appears.
I can't show this, Johnny.
Democratic.
If we're live on YouTube, you cannot show that for sure.
YouTube. Come on.
I can censor it a little bit, Sam, if you want.
censor it a lot. So I'm going to show you some of this stuff, which is like absolutely amazing right now.
Biden made no flubs during his address, just so everybody knows. He was
He nailed it.
Yeah.
So what I find absolutely amazing right now is how people on the left are like calling, like are upset they missed.
Are you seeing that really?
Oh, watch. I'll do this. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you about three or four of these. Ready? Here we go. Hold on. This is absolutely.
You missed that.
Whoa.
We don't miss those. Come on, man. Fuck. We don't miss those. One shot at greatness to be mentioned in the history books. And you missed the shot. Fuck.
I know. Guys, late for band practice.
Oh, jeez.
Is this engagement farming for some of these people?
100%. And they just really have no clue what they're actually saying.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't know because they've lived a life of such. Like, dude, you think that's the only one? I'm going to show you a couple. I'm like, it is insane. And none of these people are normal human beings. They're all, like, weird progressives, like, everybody that works at Starbucks right now is really pissed off.
It's a sad day at Starbucks.
They're not coming into work.
I see you. Damage.
It is a sad day at Starbucks. Do not go to Starbucks. Go to Dunkin' Donuts. They're just hustling, dude. The people at Starbucks are gonna spit in your coffee. They're like, I won't miss this shot. Bang.
I forgot to mention when them. We were asking.
Sam, I see you.
Hold on. Back assassinating presidents like they used to. We forgot to mention that they have to have good aim.
Remember, like, can you believe this?
Wife her up, dude. Look at her.
Wife her up. Can you believe they're saying this shit, dude?
Yeah, I mean, there's fucking idiots out there. Whoa.
I mean, but this is always it. These are the people that, like they think misgendering is violence.
Right.
That's such a good
Would
point.
The right be like that if Biden got shot in the ear? Do you think? I don't think so.
They'd be sad. Not sad, but they'd be like, it's
fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Well, you'd see a ton of Pepe fucking Frog fucking.
There'd be some of that for sure. Those, and I think those are the equivalent of these idiots in Antifa and dipshits like that woman.
Here. I wasn't there, but I mean, when JFK got shot, did it unite the people?
You're muted, Sam.
But is there any way it could have somehow united the people? Is there any possible way that people
can you hear me?
Got too far?
Hold on. Jeez.
You're good now.
They're out to get me. They're out to get me. Here we go. No, you're good now. That's crazy.
You're good.
I think he
pulled his mic out.
Let me make sure my camera's good. My camera's good.
That we're in the audio.
Okay.
Was a byproduct of
the we got you. We can hold.
Oh, okay, here we go. This is the crazy one. This is so crazy.
I just found out about this shit. It just happened. I haven't even had a second to process. You're telling me somebody finally had the balls to bring a pew-pew. And it missed! We were a second away! We were a centimeter away from half of the problem being gone, and you missed!
There's a lot of things.
I know it.
Why do these people always seem in the car like crazy people?
I love that she has AirPods in.
I know I'm not a youthful person. I'm the oldest person on this podcast. And there's times I go, that's just a different generational thing. But I have never ever seen where people think it's okay to root for somebody's death loudly, like it's insane to me. It's insane to me what people are saying.
They're brainwashed.
You don't think the media has to blame for this? Calling him dangerous. This is the end of democracy. They feel like they're superheroes. Like, oh, if I do this, I'm gonna save democracy.
Yeah, you're right. They're fucking despicable, the media is. And they take advantage of people trusting them. This guy I talked to, I was just perplexed by him. Just everybody was having fun at this festival except this guy who really believed that Trump was this great threat. And every answer that he gave, he was just shaking like Trump needs to be stopped.
Yeah. So here it is. This is the picture. Whoa. Johnny, great job. Oh, Johnny used a Japanese porn filter that doesn't allow you to see anything. So this is where we're at, dude.
That sucks, man.
No, man,
it's not cool.
Sad.
That is fucking sad as fuck.
It's sad, dude. Good
riddance, I say.
They were there to see probably their hero, you know, and this is what happened.
Yeah. Johnny, you brought up a really good point. Like, we always assume that we're going to know exactly how people are going to react to things, right? Like, we always go, if this had happened, these people would be reacting like this. And we don't know how people were reacting, right? Like, if there's shots fired, people could just freeze and be like, what is going on, right? And freak the fuck out and just not panic and run, right? Like, a great example of this is, like, I was at a comedy club that was a black comedy club. Two doors down from the club, a guy gets shot. Everybody else drops except for me, and they all look at me going, it's all black people and me. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? Did I not react correct? Well, you didn't duck at all. You just sat there.
That's funny.
We should say, I mean, people are dead. Well, at least one, you know, and then the shooter. I don't care about him really, but
and Trump put out a statement, or his team put out a statement. Where they mentioned that.
Do you think he writes all his stuff? Because I think he does.
I think he speaks it, and somebody else might type some of it. The guy's a good comedian.
I'll read what he wrote. I want to thank the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response on the shooting that just took place. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed, and also to the family of another person that was badly injured. It is incredible that such an act can take place in our country. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter, who is now dead. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized then what was happening. God bless America, in all caps.
Yeah, True Rumbler, you're right. Something seems fishy. There's a lot to it. Okay, Mark, go on.
Can I point out some fishy things?
Yes. So
you guys remember the this was a while ago. I talked about the Society of Cincinnati, this secret society that was a part of the American Revolution. Well, Butler, Pennsylvania is named after Major General Richard Butler, who was given an award from that group, and he was also part of Morgan's Sharpshooters, which might be a little bit of irony there considering what happened. But yeah, a little bit of Twilight language, and this guy Butler died at Fort Recovery. So I don't know, maybe nothing, maybe something, but it definitely feels staged considering Trump is formerly a part of the WWE, and he did his classic like stance there at the in the photo finish with his bloody ear. So
it's definitely weird, bro. It's definitely weird. And like I said, before, it's like, it's just, this is where you got to start asking questions because everybody else is emotional about it. And
that's
they
a good
one
point.
More-
like, because we're at a point in time where I don't think it's, you know, it's not going to be a deep fake because there's just too many eyewitnesses that are there for something like that to happen. But we're at a place where we can just, we can't trust anything at all anymore. And even something, you have Trump who has done WWE, which is why I watched that video 20 times now, trying to see is his reaction genuine going in. But how can you actually tell? And I think this lack of knowing is probably something they want.
And it's funny because the anti-guns are the ones using guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we assume, right? We don't know what this guy's fucking motivation is.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, right. And here's the biggest thing. Like, for this to be a lone range, like, so let's just say, for the sake of the discussion, that this is some kind of progressive activist. Like, even though he misses and hits the ear, that's still an insane shot.
Yeah.
It's still an insane shot that they hit.
Like a difficult shot. Well, no, we're talking, according to what I saw, this is like 150 yards.
That's still Johnny, an insane shot.
Pressure under all that. I mean, it's one shot.
Come on, dude. That's still an insane shot.
It's crazy. It's also expected, too, right? So that's why it's hard, because it's plausible. It was definitely, I know I've been talking about it on my show, where what's the next step? They try to kill Trump. And Tucker Carlson, a lot of people talk about that. Yeah. And so it's so plausible, but plausible things can also be staged.
Imagine
he got shot, died, and then Biden also couldn't make it to the election, and we had no one.
Oh, dude,
that would be fucking crazy.
It'd be RFK.
It wouldn't be RFK. It would be Camel Toe.
Wow, hell yeah, come Queenla.
Yeah, here
Did
we go.
The Democrats have already. The Democrats have already pulled down.
Hear us, if you are with us, please, please. John Wilkes Booth, if you're listening, please.
That's a Biden website model.
Let me get this straight, dumbass. You have a fully reloaded shotgun, but you chose to use a one bullet.
We're not even sending our best to fucking assassinate. Cause what the hell was that? Lee Harvey Oswald would never, bitch. John Wilkes Booth would never.
She's so hot.
Wow.
Today was like this close to being the best day ever.
Also, the person that at his rally was exercising that right that all those Republicans were fighting for. So, can you really blame him?
Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot of dumb takes.
I mean, except for that last one, there was this video was just full of no dick energy, no dick. Nobody gets any dick.
Guys, I just saw a comment that said the shooter must have been Bronny James.
Oh wow.
That was actually a great comment. Hey guys, look what hey guys, check out what Blunder Johnson said. Sam is an industry
Boulder Johnny.
Come on, Boulder Johnny 007. I'm an industry plant. I love it.
What industry am I
a plant for? Will someone please explain this to me?
It's not Hollywood, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's definitely not. I love your stand-up. Thank you, Fat RoboCop. These are the best names ever. Fat People RoboCop. In the Black Arm were way too chill for. I get it, dude. I get it. It's definitely, It's just we don't know how people are going to act. Bro. Yeah.
That doesn't bug me.
And what I'm going to say, do you ever expect there to be a shooting?
No, right. Never.
That's
never
the last thing you expect. This is Trump to get shot. Fireworks.
Yeah, there's like an orient. You're disoriented and you're trying to figure out what's going on.
And you, you honestly know the bullets aren't coming at you.
By the way, look at Hard Rock Hippie, dude. Look at what she's wearing, the Swarm sweatshirt. Ooh. I think that's the Swarm sweatshirt.
It is.
I saw Trump when he stopped at an apple orchard in 2020. I had to take two steps off from the designated walking path, and Secret Service appeared out of the apple trees to scold me. Like, it's crazy, right? And then they're just like, something's up there, guys. Something's up there.
Yeah.
For minutes, that guy said. For minutes.
Yeah, so he's got to be paranoid for real. And if we say this is real and he got shot, then dude's got to be super fucking paranoid now.
Oh boy, that's going to be a big part of this story. Is if it was orchestrated by people outside of, you know, because there's an angle. There are going to be people who, I don't believe this, but there are going to be people who are going to say that this was orchestrated to make him look like a badass, which it certainly did.
Dude, come on, that you could. Did. That's an impossible picture. Yeah, like, no, the odds of that happening,
we'll never forget that.
His face this way.
Yeah.
Like, it's
show the picture. You have it, right? Just show that picture for a second. But there are going to be people who say that. But if it wasn't that, that's and amazing. Again, I don't think it was, then his reaction to this is going to be a huge part of the story because he could go like full vengeance. You know what I mean? And we could, I mean, this country could burn. I don't think he's wired that way, but. Who knows, man?
I don't know if people would. Well, I think a certain group, but I don't think people would allow that for him to go that far. Like, for Trump to go full vengeance, which I mean, that's definitely a possibility. But I feel like that people would say. I feel like the Trump that people like is not the one that goes full vengeance. And I think if he went too far, that most people that are MAGA would be like, "All right, bro."
But well, I'm talking about after he's elected. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nobody can stop him in.
Yeah. Like, full vengeance as in do what, too, though? As in,
what do you think? I mean, I don't know if this changes the way he feels about the Second Amendment. I mean, that's something he has.
Well, that is what everyone's already talking about. They're already talking about. Now, some people are saying that he's going to show up at the UFC fight tonight. That would be the craziest shit of all time.
Can you imagine?
Dana would love it.
Oh my God, dude!
Can you imagine that? I can't imagine they'd let him do that.
But no. Dude,
yeah, I wonder how long it'll take till he gets back on stage.
I think the convention is on, so he's going to be there for the convention.
He's supposed to be at the Bitcoin thing in 2 weeks to speak too at the end of July.
Really? Okay, but yeah, he's supposed to be at the convention. That's Monday to Thursday.
As you know,
next week.
One black listener is worth 47 white listeners on Tinfoil Hat, so we have to get in. Normally, we wouldn't show a $2 one, but since it is a black swarm, Sam, I guarantee you the shooter is ex-military. Well, I think it's definitely a power plant. I would say bottom. There's definitely a power bottom feel to that. And a super sticker. Thank you, guy who interviews people who murder people. So final question. I want to say thank you to everybody. This is the largest live stream we've ever had. It makes me sad that it has to be one of these. But we have over 9,000 people listening. And that doesn't include what's on Rumble. On Rockfin. So 9,000 people. That's pretty amazing. Johnny and I have to go because we have we're supposed to be literally about to pull up to the Rolling Stones where we paid way too much money to watch 80-year-olds gyrate. Unbelievable.
Did you see the band that's opening for them that I sent you?
Yeah. Like tiny Korean Chinese high school chicks. I mean, just
that thing about like hating white boys. Did you like racist white boys? The name of one of their songs about, because one of the girls got caught, like kid comes in. Anyway, it's the Linda Lindas. If you Google them, it's the first video that pops up. Obnoxious. So we're skipping that part.
Yeah. Trump better not pick Rubio as vice president. That Ryan
party Rubio.
Yeah, fun.
A lot of people this week seem to think it was going to be Kristi Noem again, right? Because she like started taking down her Twitter and kind of cleaning up her social media. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, Mark, tell them where they can find you.
My family thinks I'm crazy. Search it wherever you listen to podcasts, and we're on Rockfin and Substack.
And what is your prediction for what do you think happens moving forward? Wrapping this up.
I think the demographic that was already going to vote for Trump is now 10 times as hard going to vote for Trump, and probably people who are a little maybe moderate conservative are going to vote for Trump. So if anything, this is a stunt, if I'm going to be super skeptical. But, you know, these Antifa freaks are crazy, so I wouldn't put it past them to have arranged that. It is close to Pittsburgh, which is a pretty liberal city as far as I know. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But that's my prediction, is that it's possibly a stunt.
Okay. Brad, what is your prediction that happens moving forward?
I think the media will acknowledge that support behind Trump is even stronger now, and the win from him is inevitable unless they push Joe Biden out. And I think there probably, unfortunately, will be some sort of reaction, false flag, or event. I hope not, but this narrative just seems to be playing out in a scary way, unfortunately. Yes.
Okay.
PropagandaFight.com, Freedom Act Radio. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Dude, we love it. Thank you to that. Purse for everyone involved. Thank you, Larry Sharp. Yeah, get ready for divine intervention narrative on how close it was. Yeah. Xavier Guerrero, in your best English attempt, can you tell us what you think is going to happen?
Trump's going to win. He's going to try to deport the Mexicans, and he's going to win no matter what. Like, after this, I don't think Michelle Obama can run with Oprah, and they wouldn't have a fucking chance.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great take, by the way.
I think he's great take. So, follow me at XG Marks the Spot on YouTube if you want to watch me and Eddie Bravo and Sam Tripoli on the road. Go to XG Marks the Spot on YouTube.
Okay. And Johnny, your thoughts on what do you think is going to happen?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, as soon as I saw that image, I tweeted that they should just let Joe Biden ride this thing out, because anybody else they put up is a sacrificial lamb at this point. As long as he's alive at the point of the election, Donald Trump, I tell you what. Here's a recipe. You want to hear a recipe for chaos? Biden continues running. Trump continues running. They rig the election again, and Biden wins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Definitely.
Now, that this country will burn.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. It's either Trump or everything is turned to ash.
Yeah.
Johnny, hold on real quick. Johnny, where can they find you?
Just come hang out on Twitter. We've been tweeting and talking a lot about this. You know, good communities kind of sprouted up there. At Johnny Woodard. Come hang out with me.
Johnny Woodard. Real quick, guys, just so you know, with Mark's suggestion, this show will now be available, or Tinfoil Hat will now be available on Substack. We're going to add it to yet another platform that is allowing free speech. So you're going to be able to see that. You know, somebody uploads our show to YouTube. We're not affiliated with them. We don't have a problem with them do it, but it's not us. So if you want to go check that out, you can. But we're on Rumble, Twitter, samtripoli.com is fire right now. And Substack, it will be on there. My final things is everything Sam Tripoli. Just if you want to go to Linktree, put in Sam Tripoli, you'll find me. And I think this is going to be a gun grab. I think they're going to try to grab guns. Trump already was signaling he was okay with that. I think this is a big part. Again, you know, based on my whole opinion, is the only way you get assassinated is if the people protecting you allow it to happen. And it's my opinion on RFK Jr., how he should be more Second Amendment than any motherfucker out there, okay? Because the government took his family out. We should be pro Second Amendment, and we must brace for impact, because they will be coming for it.
That's get some land.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. My Tino Sanchez just said he wanted to jump on onto the show. So sorry about that. Guys, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And this will be out on audio, hopefully sooner than later. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you all the 9,000 people that tuned in. That was unbelievable.
9,000. Wow.
9,000, everybody. Take care. And sad day for America. Sad day for America. We appreciate your guys' support and everybody who donated. Thank you guys very much. And we will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.